It's Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending.
All right, without warning, we are podcasting.
Oh, hey.
Turn my
headset no
down.
Warning at all.
It's down.
We're coming in hot.
Mm. Well, now you're saying it like five times, so there's no, that's all warning.
I'll play the role of Kevin.
Okay.
All right, the show's over. Everyone wants to go home.
You think he sounds drunk?
At the end of the show? Yeah, he's a little.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. He draws.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Hey, Everybody's tired.
What's that?
I was doing more Kevin. Everybody's tired.
Yeah, Heather wants to go home.
I do.
You know. I opened my front door. Well, it was cleaning snow yesterday. I opened the front door and I see an envelope between the two doors.
That's not fun. Is it filled with some sort of a poison?
I know, right? You're always questioning it, but...
Thought things were fine between you and Sandy.
I'm always grabbing at things at the front door. I pick it up and it says, to Pete from neighbor Nancy.
Do you know neighbor Nancy?
Neighbor Nancy's the next door neighbor. They lost their Labrador retriever.
But she is that the one with the website Neighbor Nancy's Nudes?
I wish.
Is she that pretty?
Or do I?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. An envelope full of racy photos.
There was a $100 gift card in there for Total Wines. So I called her. And I, you know, she lost her Labrador retriever this week, so I wanted to call her for that too. And extend my condolences. And she told me that the people at work got her a $100 gift card because of her dog passing away.
Oh, wow. I'm assuming now she's not a drinker.
She's not.
What about her husband?
He just had a liver transplant.
Yeah, not a drinker.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Wow, that was really generous. I thought you were going to say because you were clearing her walk or driveway.
Yeah, how do I? What do I? I mean, I'm gonna. You know what I told her? I said I'm gonna make cookies. Would you accept cookies in a pandemic? I would love to bring you some cookies. She said, I would love if you baked me some cookies.
I would have made her a lasagna,
bitch.
But that's just me. Now give me those nudes.
I'm getting $100 worth of booze.
Oh,
right.
Man.
She's getting cookies? Uh-huh. That doesn't seem fair.
It does. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. So that's my offering for the podcast today.
That brings up a
now
good
can
question.
I leave?
Yeah, go for it.
That brings up a good question,
yes.
Though. What do you do when you're given $100 of free booze? Which aisle are you, which shelf are you going to first?
Oh, well, that's easy for me, because if it's something that I wasn't expecting, I'm going to the most expensive wines, and I'm going to buy a bottle of wine that I would normally never buy, but I would definitely want to try that's around $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something absurd that I was not expecting, that under normal circumstances I wouldn't get, and I would just be super excited.
But do you find that a $100 bottle of wine is relative to a $15 bottle of wine? Can
no.
you tell the difference?
I find that a $60 bottle of wine isn't relative to a $20 bottle of wine.
Oh, so it's got to go way up then.
$60 bottle of wine is much better than a $20 bottle of wine to me.
Yeah.
And then an almost $100 bottle of wine is like a good Amarone
or it's
just something phenomenal that would be like $400 in a restaurant. That's the other thing. The markup from like a liquor mm-hmm. store to a restaurant is so huge.
Right.
Ridiculous.
So if you
want
to try one of those bottles that you would just be giggling at a restaurant, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Plus, John worked in restaurants for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked in a fancy Italian ones. And he loves wine. Like the guy at the liquor store that owns a liquor store in Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think he's dating my husband.
Oh, no.
Like when John walks in, they see each other. And then they just, even during COVID and their masks, just nonstop wine talk.
Yeah.
Like, and every time John comes home with something sort of newish that we like.
Right.
So the guy makes really good recommendations. But yeah, he definitely man loves my husband.
Okay.
So.
See, the fact that you can differentiate between the wines, like I'm not a big wine guy, but I can do that with like whiskeys and scotches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do it with all sorts of
and
things.
And I've
enjoy.
Had, you know, great scotches under $40. That taste better than some that were over $50.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep,
but
sure.
I can also tell the difference when something's shitty and biting in the back of your throat
mm-hmm.
that costs $15 as opposed to...
Right. Well, it's like Johnny Walker.
Know.
We keep blue in the house because I buy...
Ooh,
fancy. Well, I bought it for his birthday. I used to buy it for his birthday every other year. He doesn't drink it as much now. Johnny Walker in general.
Yep.
His dad used to have a black every night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me.
Yeah.
And so we did a shot of that the other night. I don't know what we were celebrating. We just brought out, I did a shot of it.
Like, living through 2020.
Well, it might have been something like that. And we poured a drink, and then I was like, let's do it quick, because I got to go to bed. And it was just like water.
Velvet.
It tasted so good.
Yes. Oh, really? Yeah, I don't think I've ever had it. I've never had it.
Doesn't burn. It's fucking gold.
So are you going whiskey? Are you going wine?
No, I'll stick with my go-to. I won't get fancy.
Vodka.
In other words,
you're going to do your dirty martini setup.
I'll probably get vodka and rum. Yeah, I won't go crazy with trying to find something. You know what I mean? I'm going to use it to my advantage.
Well, because you still are trying to lose weight, so you're probably going to stay on the clear liquids.
Yeah, well, vodka is the go-to because it's sugar-free in many cases.
Yeah, gin is good, too.
I don't like gin. Hate the taste of gin.
I got to get you on the botanist, and I was not paid to say that. But.
Yeah.
I like gin and tonics. That's about it.
Yeah, that is about it.
That was Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending. Listen every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 for more on 100.7 WCLX and iHeartRadio station.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!